Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. The town of Dundalk in County Louth is about midway between Belfast and Dublin. In the months leading up to the war, the Great Northern Railway converted 9 of its carriages into an ambulance train. The carriages were fitted out to strict specifications, with beds for wounded soldiers, steam heating, and a pharmacy compartment. By the autumn of 1914, ambulance train number 13 was carrying wounded soldiers from the ports to local hospitals. On a steam train journey to Dundalk Station, Charles Friel from the Railway Preservation Society of Ireland takes up the story.
Dundalk is central to the Great Northern Railway. You can still almost touch what Great Northern might have been like when you come here. The sound and the feel and the smells and so on are more or less what the casuals would have encountered on their own. There would be a whole bustle on the platform as well of boarding and organising and getting ready to move. Before the First War actually broke out, the War Office wrote to railway companies all over Britain and said, "We anticipate a lot of casualties coming back from fighting in Europe. What can you do to provide help?" And the London and South Western Railway provided a specification of what an ambulance train should have looked like. It should have lots of space for casualties on stretchers, mounted 2 or 3 high, each side of big open coaches. It should be provisioned on board for staffing by Royal Army Medical Corps, 2 doctors, 2 nurses. There should be a dining car on board to provide meals and refreshments at all hours of day and night when the train was in operation. And the Great Northern man put his hand up and said, "We can provide a train, and here's how we'll do it." And that became ambulance train number 13. The whole train then put together had coach front and back for staff, dining car, and then these other 6 coaches, so they could take 96 men on stretchers and 4 officers. They were in a separate walled off bit of their own. Now, I had to specify as well what the train would consist of. There was a medical car which had lead sheeting on the floor, and it was carried 18 inches up the walls. All corners would be rounded and sealed, and there was a special arrangement for disposing of the waste from that coach to prevent the spread of dysentery and so on. The train outside looked the same as any other, except there was a Geneva cross, or we now call the Red Cross, on the side of each carriage on each side. And then the inside of it was painted enamel white, so it could be easily cleaned, and the floors were linoed as well, so that the whole thing could be turned around fairly quickly, fairly hygienically. There's one reference to it being used to bring injured and wounded from Cork to Belfast. We know that the train operated from Belfast up to Londonderry a couple of times, because one of the Great Northern carriages damaged the roof of at Antrim station, not once but twice. And it also did the same at Ballymoney on a third occasion. Each ambulance train kept a daily diary, and that specifies every movement, where they were, where they started from, what the weather was like, where they went to, how many casualties took on board, what nationality the casualties were, all sorts of detail. The war diary for number 13 on this train has yet to be found. Once peace was declared, then the carriages were brought back into Dundalk Workshop. The stretcher case carriages were converted back to ordinary van use. The dining car was converted to a saloon for football excursions. It wasn't a dining car anymore. The other 2 coaches went back into traffic, and they just lived out their lives. Some of them survived right away up until about 1960 or so.
The Great Northern Railway in Dundalk. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War One.